Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you are not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we're speaking with Amber Talbot, director of Paws & More Animal Shelter in Washington, about half-price cat adoptions in August.
This is a very busy time of year for us, and so we are hoping the community can help us out again and come adopt and help spread the word that we've just got so many wonderful kittens and adults of all ages that are needing homes. And something this time of year is so critical for us to get adoptions is that, you know, the intake just continues to be pretty tremendous. We have actually taken in already just from July 1st to today, as a matter of fact, so that's in 40 days. We have taken in 77 cats. So that is an overwhelming amount of cats. Now, luckily, some of those are unweaned or with mothers and nursing, and so we're able to locate foster families to help with those. So that alleviates a little bit of space at the shelter, but the shelter really is at our capacity now, and so we're really needing the community support. And if you are considering adding that additional member to your family, you know, now would just be a wonderful time because the adoption fee is reduced and that's still, they're still provided with the same medical. They're all spayed and neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped. All the services are still there. We're just trying to make it as affordable and accessible to people as possible.
And as people start on that process and they come by to look at a potential new family member, what is that process like and what should they have together and ready to get started?
Sure. So we have an application process that is really just a way to help us align the right match with that family member to know, you know, how much time does that family member have? What type of personality are they interested in adding to their family? And that way we can help them make sure they're choosing the right match and a pet for their family. And obviously the financial commitment, even though these guys come with their basic medical provided, you know, they still need to be prepared and anticipate future medical expenses that could come up. And so we don't have a waiting period. We do same day adoptions. But if there is a landlord, we do need to verify that they're allowed to have an animal where you live. So there are some references that do need to be checked. But often if you own your home and you have current animals and they're vaccinated and taken care of, and we have confirmation of that with your veterinarian, then we absolutely go ahead and do same day adoptions. One other thing that is important is that every member in the family, we would like them to be able to meet that animal, since everybody should be on the same page and agree with the member that's being added. That's definitely important.
With the adoption fee being half price, what is the fee to adopt?
So the adoption fee is only $50 right now. And that does still include your microchip is registered also at the time of adoption for you.
From your position, when somebody comes in to look and they get matched and you send a pet to a forever home, what's that like to see?
It is a wonderful experience, you know, and that is why we keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, we just know that in the end, finding that forever home is the best thing that we could possibly be doing. And there's just so many animals that are in need. And I think that people just need to remember that these animals aren't in the shelter to their fault. You know, there isn't necessarily anything wrong with these animals. There's just simply too many of them. And so just remember that the pets are all loving and have so much love to give back to you and can be such a benefit for your family. And so it's such a rewarding feeling to see that happen.
If those out there listening would like to take that next step, how can they get in contact with you?
You know, we are open from noon to 4 on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And then we're open noon to 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So having the both weekend days open, we try to be as accessible to families. So you can just stop in and visit us. And we do by appointment on Mondays. The staff is still at the shelter all day on Mondays. And so if that happens to be your only day off, we would still welcome you and just try to have that be done by appointment. You can also view all of our pets on our website, which is pawsandmore.petfinder.com. So you can look and see who is available for adoption. And it gives you their age and their description and their personality. So if you're not able to come to the shelter, you can definitely kind of look and see and have an idea of maybe who you're interested in before you'd even be able to visit. And you can always email us an application for a specific animal in advance. So if there is a pet you're really interested in, go ahead and email us your application ahead of time and you can get kind of pre-approved until you're able to come meet that animal.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Director of Paws and More Animal Shelter, Amber Talbot. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.